When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's good, man? It's your boy, Pat the Designer, back at it again. On this episode of the podcast, we were talking the Chicago Cubs' offensive struggles, how it's going to look for them going into the playoffs. Talked a little bit of Jimmy Butler, how that trade could go down, his possible move to Miami, and just other things around the league, and also how bad Kawhi Leonard's laugh is. We definitely talked that. So we appreciate y'all for staying tuned, man, and let's get to the show.
A one, a two, a three.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! Do not do him like that!
Mercy!
Did you not get the memo?
So, we're going to get the show started off today. I'm probably just insert the video here somewhere in here, like somewhere probably here.
Yeah,
like, why can't Kawhi Leonard laugh? We're not gonna spend a whole bunch of time on this, but why can't Kawhi Leonard laugh, bro? Like, this man laugh.
I mean, to be honest, I just feel like it's because he in a different situation, and you know, popping everybody is so serious that this man forgot to laugh.
He forgot. He ain't laughed in so long. Like,
he forgot to laugh. I mean, that's just my estimation.
My man said.
I can't call it.
My man said. And listen, I got a horrible laugh, so I can't laugh at nobody's laugh. But I can't even call what he did a laugh. Like, that was just like Kevin Hart said on Get Up this morning. He's like, it was just an outburst. He said this was just an outburst.
Like, he did it, but I feel like he was doing it like he was hurt.
Bruh, I like it. That was the sound of like when you get an injury. And like I said,
like, I mean,
y'all hear my laugh. I can't laugh at nobody's laugh. But
that's crazy, bro.
It's like he sounded like an Arctic tern with that laugh. Like, I don't know what that was. Like, that was a mating call of some sort. Kawhi is on the prowl, ladies. He's trying to get your attention with that.
My man's stomach is turning. He don't know what to do. That's what it is.
We gonna joke. I just want to start off with that real quick because that mess was so funny to me this week, but let's jump into what we really gonna be talking about this week. Let's start things off with the Chicago Cubs, man.
Woo!
Oh, hold on, let me get myself together. All right, I'm back. Let me start things off with. Dang, we shouldn't have started with that.
We should have said that. We should have said that.
I should have said that to the end. Oh my God, that was funny. Let's start off with the Chicago Cubs, bro. The Chicago Cubs, we're closing in on the end of the season.
October's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. We got 6 games left. By the time this video drops, probably 5. We really have. You know, it's still a race. Like, that's crazy that it's still a race. Like, the Brewers are right there. If the Cubs go 3-3 and the Brewers go 4-2 in these last 6 games,
the Cubs will be playing for a wild card game. Like, that's crazy to me right now with the team that they have.
I mean, I just feel as if, one, this is the worst possible time for this to be happening. The reason why I feel like this is the worst possible time for this to be happening is because, one, we got people that's hurt. I mean, Chris Bryant just left the game. The man's not even in the lineup.
Facts.
He ain't been right all season.
Facts.
Strope is out. Swarber been out. Hayward been out. And this is, like, all over the season.
Right.
Second, you factor in the inclement weather that we've been having, which done forced all these makeup games, which totally took out the rest that we should have had, we have not gotten.
Right.
Like, these last 30 games, we played 30 games straight. No rest. No rest. So you're factoring in we're tired and our offense is just.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got some numbers for you on the offense. I want you to take a guess. I want everybody out there to take a guess too. I want everybody to take a guess. The Cubs have scored 10 or more runs 16 times this year. So, in the National League,
I know we can score.
Yeah, this thing. Cubs have scored 10 or more runs 16 times this year. So in the National League, what is that? What place you think that is?
Fifth.
They fifth. It's first.
That's first?
So the Cubs have scored 8 or more runs 10 times, I believe. What place you think that is?
Probably second.
That's first! In the National League.
Bruh.
Listen. This is where the problem comes in. Because with the Cubs, and this is the problem, it's hills, mountains, and valleys that are vast. The Cubs have scored 36 times one run or less. 36 times a season, one run or less. Where do you think that ranks?
Last.
Not last, second to last, to only the Baltimore Orioles, bro. Like, that's where the problem comes in. Like, listen.
If you don't know, the Baltimore Orioles are, like, straight.
I mean, they're not even trying.
They're garbage.
They're not even trying. And
nobody
this is
in
and
the
this is
right now,
and
bro.
This is where that comes in. You know, like, the Cubs really have to figure out what kind of team they are. You know, their pitching isn't super strong. Like, Hamels has been nice. Lester has been nice later in the season. You know, Q has kind of had it against Milwaukee, but Q's had his hills and valleys too.
Don't talk to me about Q.
I mean, Q has been decent these last few starts. But he's had a lot of hills and valleys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hendricks has been good these last few starts, but another guy with a lot of hills and valleys. So you got to figure out, are you a pitching team or are you a hitting team? And the pitching really has been kind of iffy, kind of okay. And the hitting has been up and down. These guys are not scoring with a lineup of Javi Baez, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant. I mean, Kyle Schwarber. Like, I mean, what are we going to get from these guys?
You know? Honestly, you got to, like I'm saying, these dudes have been out, so we haven't had a consistent lineup the whole time. It's just been makeshift. I mean, we've been getting production out of Tommy La Stella, Bodie. I mean, come on. I mean, it's really just been all over the place. Like, it really has, and we haven't got any consistency. I feel like the hitting, the way it is, the reason why it is what it is because We haven't gotten it. We are exhausted.
I agree with.
We are exhausted, and I'm still kind of confused because Joe Maddon said that he wouldn't be using his starters on an everyday basis, and it still seems like we running the same rotation. And he said he was going to throw new people in there.
And has.
But you still.
Yeah.
You haven't thrown anybody out there.
And that is
which
habitual with Madden teams.
And then the thing about it is like, you know, we coming up on October, and you still got these dudes running 6-7 innings.
Right.
Like, this is the beginning of the year.
And this is what,
I'm just confused.
This is what the problem proves to me. Like, it's almost like he doesn't know when to let these guys go. You know what I'm saying? Like, Joe Madden will, early in the season, we saw he would be pulling guys in the fifth inning. Immediately. Get to the fifth inning. Hey, they seeing you again. Let's get you out of there. And now he's kind of letting his guys go longer, trying to get them, you know, a little more playoff ready. But at the same time, it's like, listen, this is the time when guys need rest. You guys are tired. Like you said, the Cubs have had a lot of rain delays.
30 games, 30 days, no breaks.
Yeah.
30 games, 30 days, no breaks.
Yeah, that's tough. The scheduling this year was really tough. And you know what? Listen, MLB needs to fix that as a whole.
They really
do. Just because the... how the baseball schedule is set up, like, what are we doing? 162 games? 162 games?
Bro, I got...
Really? Like, in all honesty, if you are a diehard, I don't think you're watching 162 games, bro.
I watch the Cubs, but I ain't watching all 162.
All 162? I'll say that right now. I mean, there's just...
I might catch probably about 84, and that's not even the whole game.
Right. Right, and that's the thing. Like, I'll watch, you know, because I am diehard Sox. Like, I'll sit there, I'll watch the Sox, I'll keep up with it. In our age of technology, it makes it so easy to keep up with it. So I'm not out of the loop in the sports game if I'm not, you know, watching it per se, if I'm not sitting there in front of my TV watching it. But at the same time, it's one of those things that, like, I'm not sitting there for 162 games to watch this. And it's the same thing with the Cubs. Like, after a while, listen, when you get to these parts of the seasons, you're just trying to get to the playoffs. Now, it's interesting now because they're in this race with the Brewers, who have brought it on late, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something about these Brewers. The man Christian Yelich is nice. Do not sleep on that man Christian Yelich.
Man, look. Listen to me, man. I feel like this kind of go hand in hand because I feel like the reason why. Okay, don't give me – nah. I may be tripping a little bit. I need you to confirm something for me.
Probably are.
Okay. So, if you don't get, like, okay, say you get top seed.
Right.
Say we get top seed. So, we get the week off, right?
Right.
See, I feel like what he's trying to do is throw everybody in there right now so we can get that week off. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like we so tired. Like, what do we have left? I feel like it kind of goes hand in hand, too, because you got to think about it. Personally, I feel like Javi is my man.
Yeah.
Javi is the guy. I don't know the stats off him, but I think it's like 34 home runs, 100 and some RBIs. Just the dude is just all over the place. Just
we can check.
Straight.
We can definitely check.
Yeah. But, I mean, I know this dude is like going straight up crazy right now.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel like if we don't get first, it's going to Christian Yelich.
I mean, oh, you're talking about the MVP.
Yeah, the MVP is going to Christian Yelich.
You're talking about the MVP. So, Javi numbers on the season. He's got 328 OBP. Batting 294. Good average. Slugging percentage is 565. OPS 893. He is killing the ball. He's got 34 home runs. He's got 110 RBIs. The strikeout number is still high. Like, he's gotten a little better, but hey, 159 strikeouts.
It's Javi, so I'm not even going to try.
It's Javi, listen. But his WAR is 5.4. 5.4 wins above replacement. Exactly. Like, these are MVP numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Like, if to your argument, I think Javi will still get the MVP.
Bro, I want him to because he deserves it, honestly.
I think he'll get it simply because it's Chicago. Like, even if the Brewers made it to the playoffs, Chicago's just more of a talked about city. It's more of a talked about town. So when people are thinking MVP, big city, marketing,
right.
Marketing, you know, who are you really trying to market? Javi Baez or Christian Yelich? You know what I'm saying?
And then everybody talking about Javi's personality too. Javi is like tops in the game.
Javi is a great player.
Like, literally. Like, when they talk about just utility play, people just, you can play everywhere. Javi's, like, in that conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I don't get why. Bro, I feel like this can go horribly wrong.
Right.
I want us to get the number one seed simply because we need that break.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I don't care so much about, like, us getting our offense because I know that's going to come.
Right.
But I need us to get our pitching and our outfield straight because you really can't be on your legs like that either.
I mean, in all honesty.
Because, I mean, to look at it, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but, I mean, you got to look at our pitching rotation. Like,
yeah.
John Lester. Cole Hamels, Hendricks, and then like we get something out
we
of
got Q.
We got you get something out of Q.
Yeah,
that's like four people right there. But we cannot afford to go into a wild card. We just can't do that.
I mean, really. And with how the rotation is working out right now, the pitcher that'll be going in the wild card game will be Q. So
and I don't trust Q, not in the wild card game.
I mean, it's one of those situations where you're throwing everything at him just to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So Q can start the game, but it's basically a one game seven. So Q can start it, but you know if it gets in trouble, Hamels go out there for an inning. You know, just kind of throwing
that.
People.
I
out
can't
there.
Trust that either, bro.
I'm gonna be honest with you. This is my problem, man. with the Cubs right now. Like, where is your production coming from to take you to a World Series this year? That's my biggest question right now, because we've seen where they can, like, listen, if they catch a heater when the playoffs get here, the Cubs can win the World Series again. No doubt about it. This team, don't hear me wrong. This team, if they're hot, is the best team in baseball. But the problem is, this team goes so up and down all the time that it's one of those things where it's like, how, you know, what Cubs team are we going to get today? It's almost like you're having this argument, and it's weird to say because they are, they have the best record in the National League. They're still winning games, but when you get into this playoffs, one-run games, you know, games where you're not scoring runs, those are the ones that are going to kill you. Not the games where, you know, you're getting 10 runs, where you're getting 8 runs. But if you get into these game 6, game 7, game 5 situations, you know what I'm saying? And you're going in with, you know, oh, we gotta get runs, we got to put the bat on the ball, and you're coming out with one run, listen, you're going to lose to guys like the Dodgers with Manny Machado and, you know, like the teams like that. And if you go up against the Brewers, oh, you know how the Brewers play them. The Brewers can lose that. I believe the Brewers can lose to anybody, but the Brewers will play the Cubs to the ends of the earth. And if the Brewers play the Cubs, the Brewers will win that series.
I don't want us to play Milwaukee.
I know you don't want to see
them. I don't want us to play.
I know you don't want to see
them. I would rather us play. Bro, and it's not because I'm hating. The Brewers are good.
Right.
The Brewers are really good.
Yeah.
I want
the don't think we got the unmitigated gall to say that now.
I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I want the Cardinals to beat the Brewers.
Oh, I mean, when it's something like that, when it gets to stuff like this, that's like me saying I want Detroit to beat the Indians when the Sox was going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see Detroit, but I really don't want to see the Indians. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I feel like, I feel like we saw up and down because of Joe Maddon.
Right.
Like you never really know what he's gonna do. Like, you know, you just peep like he's a quirky. Like you never really know what he's gonna throw out there.
Right.
For you. So I mean, it's kind of like, I feel like we partially up and down with him, but I feel like our biggest thing that we need right now is rest, and Joe's not giving that to us right now.
Well, I think you put yourself in a situation where you can't have it. You're in a race. Like, you're in a race. You're not gonna get rest at this point. You're going in.
Well, it's definitely too late now. We only got what, 5 games left?
There's only probably 5 games or 6 games. We
gotta finish out versus the Cardinals anyway.
It's not gonna be a tough series. You know the Cardinals love to do anything to really twist it to the Cubs. So, you know, like with this wild card race the way it is right now, they would love to really, like, let's get the Cubs playing in a wild card game. Because if you get a one game set, you don't, that's the biggest thing. Like I was saying earlier, you don't know what Cubs you're going to get. If you get the 10 run Cubs, they'll go to the World Series. If you get the one run Cubs, which they've done 36 times this season,
bro, because we are so banged up, bro. That's the other thing, bro.
Well, I think there's a few guys that'll be back for the postseason run, and if a wild card game were to happen, I think they would be back for that. But the thing is, what are you gonna get? Say KB does come back, are you gonna get a 60% KB, which is much better than a lot of players? But at the same time, what production is he gonna give you? That's what I'm saying. A 60% or 80% KB is better than a lot of guys in the league right now.
The only thing I can say about that is, even if we do wind up going out early,
mm-hmm.
I feel like this favors us even more.
Because you're going to get that rest forced.
Because we're going to get that rest forced. But this also favors us more to get Bryce Harper. Because I feel like, look, Pete, if we win a World Series.
Okay.
And then he comes and joins.
Yeah.
What is that like? I know you know.
I mean, you think in Golden State.
I mean, come on now. That's like Mike Trout joining the Yankees, bro.
This is the thing. Do you care? Huh? Do you care? Like, you're saying it like you care that, like, it would make your team 110% better if you had Bryce Harper. But I think this is my biggest thing. Well, do you care? Like, that's a big thing. Like, we hate Golden State because it's not the Bulls. Like, really? Yeah. Like, if LeBron had picked the Bulls in 2000 and when did he leave? 8?
2010.
If LeBron had picked the Bulls in 2010, all that LeBron hate that would have came on us, we'd have been like, I ain't hear none of that LeBron code.
Hey, man, technically, the funny thing about that is he was, but D. Wade shut that down.
Well, they couldn't get all three of them.
That's not what I saw or heard. At least Mark Stein said that D. Wade shut that down because he said that he didn't want it to end up like they would have did the Bulls back in the day when they split Jordan, Pippen, and everybody else up. So they vetoed that whole deal.
Most of the stories I've heard is that it was to try and get, you know, they couldn't get all three. They couldn't clear the money to get Chris Bosh too. They wanted Wade, they wanted Brown, but they couldn't clear the money to get Chris Bosh. But anyway, like, it doesn't matter, like, when it's your team. Like, you say that from the outside, but then, like, when your team gets Bryce Harper, it's just like, oh, we're a great team again. Look at that. We're even better now. Look at that. But I think the thing comes down to it is, what does Bryce Harper add to this team that helps everyone else? Like, yes, he's a good defensive player. Yes, he's got a great bat. Yes, he's one of the best players in the league. But the thing is, you already have some of the best players in the league, and you're not producing at that rate we would like to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Bryant, one of the best players in the league. Anthony Rizzo, one of the best first basemen in the league.
We need to get younger.
Javi Baez, I mean, how much younger can you get, bro?
I mean, I know we're younger than that aspect, but I mean, bro, look at our pitching, bro.
Your pitching is – that's because they don't have pitching. Like, it's not about being younger. I think, yes, the pitchers you have are getting older, but at the same time, the young guys you got aren't any good either.
That is true.
Like, it's not about age with this team. The Cubs are a young team. Like, when you look at it, most of these guys are under 30. Yeah,
I'm just talking about, like, pitching-wise.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
But I mean, like, if we did add Bryce Harper, I feel like that's just another another fiery component that's added to the game. Because he cares. Like,
I mean...
He goes all out.
I mean, but so do these guys. But the thing is, they're just not hitting. Like, does it come down to the fact that it's Chili Davis? Can Chili Davis not... is his philosophy just not working? Like, what? He fixed Jason Hayward. Shout out to Chili for making Jason Hayward somewhat worth this money. But other than that, Chili Davis, as a hitting coach, has not proven that his philosophy has worked. Like, it just hasn't.
Well, I don't know what's going on, because we need to put runs on the board. But if we did get Bryce Harper, trust me, I wouldn't be complaining, because that lineup would be nasty.
I think this is my question. What would be the better move? You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you get Bryce Harper. Yes, you add another big bat, but you just added a big bat in Daniel Murphy. Yes, his production's going back a little bit, but is that a product of coming to the Cubs? Or is that a product of Daniel Murphy not being able to hit anymore?
Nah, I feel like that's just Chili Davis, bro.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm not going to blame it all on him. He may be taken as the scapegoat. You know, they may try to get him out of there as the scapegoat. But the thing is, like, when you look at this team, what is adding Bryce Harper going to do? You're bringing Bryce Harper in to hit home runs. You got a guy here already that can hit home runs. Like, you got Javi Baez, home run hitter. Kyle Schwarber, home run hitter. I mean, he's got 26 on the season. That is not easy to do. Like, yes, his numbers maybe regressed a little bit, are not what Cub fans are hoping for, but that's not easy to do what he's done this season. Sure. You got Anthony Rizzo, good home run hitter. You got Chris Bryant, good home run hitter. You got, you know, the really the only piece you've lost this year is Addison Russell.
He's not a piece.
And that's what I'm saying. He hasn't proven to be a piece.
I wish people would stop saying that, bro.
Well, I'm saying he hasn't proven to be the piece you hoped he would.
Like, you can save all the defensive runs you want, but six home runs is not finna do it for me.
It's not. Now, on the flip side, Danny Murphy looked bad at second base. That boy can't feel for nothing.
Well, we know.
I mean, regular ground balls.
No, but I feel like that won't really matter because in the playoffs he'll be able to DH.
And exactly, but well, if you get to the World Series, he will.
That definitely.
That's the goal, definitely. You know. But I'm saying.
I mean, I'm not giving up hope. It's just I wish Joe Maddon would make better choices, bro. We already know this team is great as constructed, bro. Like, make better decisions.
But you know what? Is this on Joe, though? Like, the hitting, the Cubs were hitting. Like, yes, they would have a few games here and there when they went to the World Series where they didn't hit, a bunch of runs in. But for the most part, the Cubs were hitting that season they went to the World Series.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, after they win the World Series, they fired a hitting coach. And they bring in Theo Epstein's boy. Like, what is that? Like, Chili Davis was with Theo in Boston, and then he came over to the Cubs. Like, what is that? Like, that. I think that's my biggest confusion with it. The fact that, you know, it's been a total regression. Like, it's not like it's all we're scoring a few less runs a game, but we're getting more guys on base. No, there's nothing I can see that is better from adding him to the team. Hitting wise, like, it's nothing. Yes, the big thing was we weren't doing as well in situational hitting. Well, you know what? Situational hitting is cool when you knocking balls out the park. The situation works.
We still not. Like, I've yet to see us. We cannot put. We just cannot drive in runs if they're not home runs.
Right. Right.
Like we just can't do it.
Right.
We can't. And then like. It's like we put the people on base and then they're making like bonehead decisions, man. It's like y'all gotta do better. It's gotta be something.
Right.
Between like the hitting coach, the base coach, something. Like something is going on because we have to put runs on the board.
Right.
Like it is critical. And this really is just happening at the worst time because say we do get into the wild card, we play the Cardinals. Then we got to go to...
Well, you be playing either... Probably Colorado. I think Colorado's going to close it out down the stretch. So, probably Colorado. Like,
honestly, bro...
But the Cubs can beat Colorado.
We can beat them, bro. I'm just not trying to see the Brewers, bro.
I know it, man.
I'm just not trying to see the Brewers.
But
it's no shade. There's no hate. They're good. I just... Hey.
Yeah, I feel it. Let's give a shout-out real quick, and then we'll switch gears real quick. Quick shout-out to the Sports Me app. If I could talk, it would be great. Sports Me has really been, supportive of Windy City Debris. So shout out to everybody over there. If y'all feel like you can do sports debate like we do all the time on here, we try to hop on the app as much as possible. Hop on the Sports Me app. You're debating real people. You're debating real opinions. You're getting super hot takes.
Super hot takes.
My man's Hot Takes Hollins.
Hot Takes
Hollins. Is on there. Ryan Hollins. That's what they be calling you, Ryan, in Chicago on ESPN.
Hot Takes
Hollins. He's on there. I just seen Dominique Wilkins was on there. So you're arguing. You're not debating just regular people. There are some stars on there. So shout out to the Sports Me app. We try to be on there as much as possible. We definitely going to be on there. Probably try to be on there every day. Ringo got on it. He was floored by some of them hot takes.
It's really out of left field. you don't got to.
Dwayne Wade eclipsed Michael Jordan years ago. What?
What?
How did we get here?
Exactly.
He just skipped Kobe?
That's what I'm talking about.
But
shout out D-Wade, season 1-6.
Yeah. Check out the Sports Me app. Kind of segueing right into it. Let's get into the NBA Media Day. A lot of stuff happened. Back to Kawhi laughing yet again. Like, I'm not even going to start talking about it because I can't.
Plus the Enes Kanter thing.
The Enes Kanter.
Bro.
What is going on?
Bro.
Bugs in the
this,
league.
This man.
Bro. Hey, this man.
Hey, Enes Kanter, bro. What? Bro.
This man said, when I think about playoffs, my nipples get hard. What?
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 First off,
bro,
that brings
what
up,
are you talking
that brings
about?
Up so many questions not involving basketball in the slightest. Like, what does that have to do with hooping? Is that a personal thing? Do you think about the playoffs at home?
All right.
Is that more like, of a alone in the bathroom thing? Like, what fresh out the shower?
What?
So many questions, bro. We all confused. If you could clarify.
Right, I'm
with your shirt on.
I'm gonna need you to
that would be great.
Like, that is just.
And I feel like you just got to think about: is he wearing one of the fitted jerseys,
right,
like Brian?
Right.
Or is he doing, you know,
is he doing a lose?
So many questions. So many. If you got hard nipples thinking about playoffs, I need you to have a '90s jersey that's a little bit baggy.
Right.
'90s
right.
Jordan jersey, a little bit baggy.
That is just.
Let's talk about Michael Beasley a little bit, too. I mean, he doesn't give answers, apparently. Like,
no, not at all.
He was – NBA Media Day was wild. We're not even going to talk about Mike Beasley. Like, that was goofy. Go check out the Mike Beasley video. I don't know who he was talking – like, reporters got to know. Like, Mike is not talking about nothing. Like, sometimes he is. Sometimes he'll give you a great answer. Sometimes he not. Like, go talk to LeBron.
It's not for it. But – oh, and another thing, too. I'm going to need y'all to stop trying my man's Russell Westbrook, bro. If the report comes out that this man says 4 weeks and you know he's about to treat you, why do you do this to him every time?
I mean, that was at least a good question. Russ just got in, my man. But that was at least a good sports question. Like, some of these have been rough. But like, for sure, I mean, you got to look. Well, first off, let's start off with the Chicago Bulls media day. Lowry Marketing looks like he's ready to just rip the head off of Ox.
Oh, he looks like he about to get into this hooping business.
He looks jacked, bro. Like, what is going on? Like,
Mike Bibby workout plan. Mike Bibby workout plan.
The Mike Bibby workout
plan
is deadly. Deadly. But, yeah, you look at the Bulls this year, man. I honestly, in a weakened East, they can make some noise, G.
Now, how much noise are you talking?
I'm talking about, of course, I think it's guaranteed playoff.
Well, I've,
I think it's guaranteed playoffs.
Hoiberg cannot.
He can't not make
bro,
the playoffs.
He cannot
this
make
year.
The playoffs.
He can't not make the playoffs.
You
this
cannot.
Year.
You cannot, bro.
So I think it's guaranteed playoffs this year, but I also think I think they can make a little noise in the playoffs. I don't know if they're going up against the Bostons, Phillies, but I think the Bulls always have Toronto number. Even with listen, no matter who's played there.
There's Toronto though?
And no matter who has played that, when the Bulls played.
Kawhi is in the six.
When the
now.
Bulls had a terrible team and Vince Carter was there, the Bulls would beat Toronto.
Well,
like,
I mean,
the Bulls
I mean
have
Jimmy done had some performances on Toronto. The man dropped 47, 53.
Always. Derek has
55.
And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that'll be the game where, like, Zach goes off like 70. You know what I'm saying? Jabari goes off for 70 himself. Like,
okay,
it's
okay.
Just them two.
Okay.
It's wild in these streets.
See.
But.
Yeah, this is why.
But. What I'm saying is this team could go far. And listen, from the sounds of it, it sounds like Wendell Carter Jr. might start this season at the starting center position.
Hey, so my question to you is, so is Jabari starting?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Oh, this is a – oh, don't get it twisted. No defense will be played in the United Center this year. Like,
okay.
Your starting lineup is Chris Dunn, okay. Zach LaVine.
Okay. The only person that's playing defense this year is Laurie.
Chris got D. I don't.
When
hey, listen,
he wants to.
Chris, no, Chris got clamps. If Chris get on you, Chris got clamps. Don't play with Chris. Do not play with Chris. Chris got clamps. But listen, when you throw Antonio Blakeney out there, a lot of people are driving past him. You cannot have the lineup of Antonio Blakeney and Zach LaVine starting off. But I think you just got to look at what the East has become. And it might get a little bit stronger with the news that Jimmy Butler is thinking about coming into the Miami Heat. So there could be some trouble brewing in the East. But I still see the Bulls getting a decent little clip. I don't know if they can get past the Phillies, if they can get past Boston, because I think that's going to be your Eastern Conference Finals this year. But I think Toronto, that's get pastable. I'm sorry, that's not even a word.
Toronto
is get pastable. That's not a word. That's probably what we're gonna name the episode. Beat them? The Bulls could beat them. You're telling me a lineup of other than Kawhi Leonard, who are you afraid of on that Toronto roster?
Actually, I just got a bunch of scrubs. I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna say scrubs, but you know, I'm just not scared. Jonas Valanciunas is a nice player, but I'm not scared of him.
I think
Robin Lopez can handle him.
He has not lived up to his potential, bro.
But I think that's more system based too. He's in a system where the center was not utilized.
Like,
bro,
this dude need to be
average. He need to be utilized.
At least 25.
Yeah. Jonas definitely need to be utilized.
At least 25.
Serge Ibaka, I'm not really worried about Serge.
Serge's best days is OKC.
They behind him, you know, and that's nothing wrong. It's just age. That's Father Time. Can't nobody beat Father Time. I think, you know, Kawhi is deadly. Danny Green can be.
That finals will never be done again.
I mean, but he's a nice player. He's not a scrub. I wouldn't say he's a scrub.
He's a decent player.
And Kyle Lowry, who
Kyle Lowry's game don't travel on the road, bro.
I'm not a believer in him at home. I've seen him in the playoffs every year against LeBron.
This is the same dude that exited at halftime just because.
Well, at least he ain't retired. Shout out Vontae Davis. Enjoy the retirement home, bro. It's okay,
I quit.
Right.
He is blowing past me. What do you not understand?
It was like, I'm going home. Vontae, we still got half a game.
I got to go.
But I think, like I'm saying, I think you're in a league where you got teams that are very beatable in the East. But Jimmy Butler does bolster that. What does Jimmy Butler add to the Miami Heat? Assuming they're probably getting rid of Whiteside and some other pieces.
Which I'm so happy about. If they do get rid of him, I'm not finna like shed a tear. But the thing that Jimmy adds is now we can go into this next phase without D-Wade. Because when D-Wade retires, he's pretty much handing you over the keys.
Right.
Like, you the man now.
Right.
It's no longer Wade County. Like, I'm basically handing you the keys. You said you wanted to be the man. And like I said, what better place to recruit than Miami?
That's true.
I mean, you look at the coach, you look at the players, you know we're going to come ready, play hard every single night, and we not going to lay down. Plus, I mean, I feel like we got versatile. If you add Jimmy to what we already got, and like D-Wade can get you a play, I want them to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So at least D-Wade can have a nice, good send-off. Because D-Wade will get you one. We already saw that last year.
Right.
D-Wade will get you one. So I feel like he can carry us. You talking about Toronto, he could possibly carry us to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think.
Possibly.
I think
Depending on where Boston and Philly meet. I think
your biggest problem will be with that. What does Jimmy? By the way, I'm getting a Butler Miami jersey.
I'm getting that.
That's in the Arsenal. I think the question arises: can you get there with just Jimmy? Like, can you get that? Like, if Jimmy's the best player on your team, do you feel that you're going to further places in the Eastern Conference right now? Then. Without Jimmy. Now, yes, Jimmy has proven to be a I argued last year top 10.
Yeah, Jimmy was top 10 before he got Jimmy was.
Because And the reason I said that was because a lot of people put the Russell Westbrooks and the Paul Georges into their top 10 right now. And I think when it comes down to it, yes, Russ is an amazing player. God-given talent.
Russ is a dog.
Cold dog. But at the end of it, I'm looking at who can go head up with LeBron James. And Jimmy Butler does that. Maybe not stopping LeBron, but he makes LeBron work. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of how I look at my top 10. I think by the end of the year, I was kind of on the top 15 boards. You know, I was like, he's kind of like top 15. He's more the 11th guy in the league. You know, there were some other players that put themselves up there. AD put himself, I think AD in my book went from like third or fourth to personally number one. Personally, number one. We was having this argument.
Still true.
We was having this argument. Personally, number one, bro.
Bruh, there's no way this man is number one, bro.
I mean, that the reason, we'll get to that, but I'm just saying, what does Jimmy Butler, as the best player in this league, or best player in this league, maybe one day, probably not, as the best player on this team, get you? Does it just get you playoffs? Like, is that what you're hoping for? Just a playoff berth?
None. Well, we can make the playoffs without Jimmy.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're giving up assets. Look, where does it push you to that next level?
We can make the playoffs without Jimmy. Depending on what we get back and who we give up. Because personally, I would want us to give up Whiteside and Tyler Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch Josh Richardson and Justice Winslow.
You're gonna have to give up one of them.
Because if we do that, well, you have to come back to me about that part. But if this deal does go through,
we'll see if the deal go through.
If this deal does go through, you gotta out of all the major players that's in the like the major player. I'm talking about like major individual players.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Kawhi.
Right.
We got to put Victor Oladipo in now.
You can.
You got to put Victor Oladipo in now because of what he's doing. That's Pacers is legit. Jimmy is like third on that list. But you talk about in terms of him guarding Kawhi, I think that, you know, that's really a good matchup, honestly.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm saying where all the pieces around us, if we do put Jimmy on the Miami Heat,
right,
we're one of the top three teams.
Right.
I mean, not top three, but at least top four.
It'd be tough. I would have to see
I would have to see how Toronto works with Kyle Lowry because, Kyle Lowry wasn't too fine with them trading DeMar in the first place. And you know it's hard for Kawhi to be taught. You saw his laugh. This man is just. This man is not with it. So we gotta see what's going on with Toronto. Plus they got a new coach.
Yeah.
They got a new coach too.
It's gonna be a whole different thing. So it's gonna be a whole different thing.
We definitely gotta see. But if we add Jimmy, easily top four. Easily top four.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got a good team. I think it'll be a different team. But I don't know if it pushes you to that height. I think you'll still be a competitive team. I don't think four is out of the realm of possibility by any means. But I think it would be a little... I don't think anyone would fear them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there would be a team that is feared. Like, right now, people in the East are fearing Philly. People are fearing what Boston can do. I don't know if people are fearing Toronto, but, you know, they fear Kawhi. You know, like, it's teams like that. It's really Philly and Boston that people are
really
fearing.
I feel like everybody is fearing Philly because of, like, okay, you got Joel Embiid and you got Ben Simmons. What do you got outside of that? Like,
oh, come on now. They got a squad, bro. You got Joel Embiid. You got Ben Simmons.
Besides those two people, bro.
Fam, Dario Saric is a straight hooper, bro. What are you talking about, bro? Here you go with them sports me hot takes, boy.
These ain't sports me hot takes, bro. Look at it, bro. Like you lost some shooting, bro. You did lose some shooting, which is their bread and butter.
I mean, J.J. Redick be hooping.
Right, J.J. Redick is back, but dude is a year older. Like, let's be realistic.
What that got to do with being a great shooter?
Look, though. He came back. This dude's you talk, okay, J.J. Redick. We know Markelle Fultz is finna be
Markel Fultz probably gonna play too.
Six man.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like really, the only team that I'm feeling right now is Boston. That's it.
Oh man, then you sleep on Embiid. I'm not sleeping on Embiid, and I'm not sleeping on Simmons.
I'm looking at your outside parts.
This is the
Have you seen Boston's outside parts?
This is the thing.
Have you seen what Boston has?
This is the thing.
Two starting fives.
This is the thing. Yes, they do. But how is that going to work with superstars coming back? Guys that were young that got into these games that, hey, I can be a star in this league too. Hey, I played great in the playoffs. Hey, I came out and dunked on LeBron. You know, you don't know where those egos are going to fit. You think Jason Tatum coming off the bench next year? I think not. So, you got to see how that lineup going to work. And then, to that same degree, you got to send two dudes to stop Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is a force on the basketball court. Like, he is dominant. Now, he got to get his stamina up. I think he got to work out a little more, but he is
Is Philly finna take that minutes restriction off him, though?
I mean, at this point, he played well. He played well last season.
If Philly finna take that minutes,
if they let him, if they take the leash off,
it's like you just told me, this man is eating Big Macs before the game.
He definitely do. He eat a Big Mac before every game. it's pretty funny, actually.
Like,
but it changes how, the aspect of the game is. It changes a lot of things when he is dominant. And so it changes how they're going to play him. And if you lose Hassan Whiteside, I'm sorry, Bam Adebayo can't hold Joel Embiid. Bam Adebayo can't hold Al Horford, even as old as he is. Like, you know, so I'm not seeing Jimmy being that key to Miami's success. But I would love to see him in a Miami jersey. I think would be entertaining in the mud.
Bro, I would love to see it now because first of all, Jimmy is a dog. The man's worked hard, so he deserves it. But not only, I got somebody that, you know, after D-Wade moves on, I can say, okay, at least I can put my
faith in Jimmy got a little something.
To see, you know, what's good.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, that's pretty much, I guess we can close on that right there, you know. Make sure y'all like us on Facebook. Make sure y'all check out the page. Make sure y'all check out the YouTube page. Subscribe to that.
Tell your mamas to tell your mamas.
Yep, subscribe to everything. And it's been the breeze.
All right.
What happened?
That memory card just ran out of space.
Yeah.
And they all usually have two, but that only had one. I had another card to switch over to. But it ended with like 2 seconds to spare. Yeah. So it worked out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.